Hello, y'all. Thank you for tuning into this podcast. We're going to talk about mediumship today. So, Gianna Pearl's Insight is going to join me live, okay? We're going to talk about mediumship, our experiences with channeling for our clients, for other people. And even before we started having our own business, like, how was that experience, to feel a spirit or to be able to connect with the spirit? So, Gianna is here. Let me connect with her. Hello, everyone joining. Hello. Let's get ready. Okay. So, I'm sorry I'm a little late, like 2 minutes, but okay.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing, Diana?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. I was trying to find my tripod, and I can't find it, so I'm just going to wing it.
Aww.
Got the long hand here, but that's good. So thank you for joining me first. I just want to say, like, I feel like you're a great medium. You really channel very well. You know, always give you cool points and all that. And
thank you.
Yeah. So I'm happy that you're here. So the first, we have 3 or 4 questions, guys, that we're going to, talk about. The first one is, what is mediumship? So, Nana, what is mediumship to you? How would you define mediumship?
It's a couple things. I'll say, if you Google it, usually it's someone who can connect to people, spirits, souls who have crossed over from the physical.
Mm-hmm.
If you think of the show Long Island Medium, generally you see her connecting with loved ones. Not, she'll give some advice, but it's a little different than people don't necessarily go in saying, hey, can you tell me about my love life?
Right.
It's usually connecting with a loved one, basically showing that person, spirit has gone on, their soul has gone on, but it's still around and connected right. to whoever's sitting at the table.
Yeah.
So I agree with that to an extent. But to me, mediumship is just being a medium for a spirit to flow through.
Right.
So, yeah, connecting with loved ones, with pets who have crossed over.
Yeah.
But with other souls or spirits that may not have been in the body beforehand.
Right.
And
I like your perspective because you said it's just not about those that have passed on, because there's a guy called the medical medium. I'm sure I don't know if you've ever heard of him, but he talks mm-hmm. about illnesses and the cure for them, that Western medicine hasn't discovered. And that's when I got my different perspective, because I was like, hold on, I thought mediumship was just like, someone that channels like spirits, But mediumship is just being able to connect with that energy. Just connecting with this, being a vessel, in my opinion, to channel energy and, being able to just connect within. Yeah.
Yeah. And generally with mediumship, you use, with the clairs that people mentioned, clairvoyance, being able to see,
mm-hmm.
Which my understanding of that shifted, clairaudience, being able to hear spirit,
right.
clairsentience, being able to feel spirit, claircognizance. So basically, essentially, it's just all of our senses, but in a spiritual way.
It's
the same senses. It's just spiritual.
There are types of, and I didn't even know like half of them. I was like, what does that mean? And I was like, oh, I have that ability,
So
there's so many. There's some synonyms for everything, like we talked about last night. It's just about channeling in a way and it's good to just channel in a way that you can do it. Sometimes people can hear things. Some people can see sentences. Like myself, I can see words at times. I can see images. Everyone has a different gift, and it doesn't mean that you won't get the same answer that someone else might interpret. If we were for example, reading for the same person, for someone that has a loved one that has passed on. So
yeah,
we all have that same experience to channel, which is pretty cool. The next question: do you have anything to add to that question? Sorry, I know I'm like.
I'll just say, with mediumship, there, you have people. psychics. It's different modes, like you said, modes of giving information. And I noticed that sometimes people put mediumship on a pedestal. And really all of whatever it is we use to share information with spirit, it matters. You know what I mean? Yeah, like
it does.
So I just want to kind of put that out there that it's really cool, but let's not, you know, look at it as being above something else, you know, because right. I've been in groups. I like in Chicago, there's a church here and they practice mediumship. Wow. It's a whole thing. And I only went one time because I was so annoyed because they were so strict and it felt very elitist to me.
Yeah.
And it honestly, it pissed me off because I thought, you know, when we're connecting to spirit, this is supposed to be a loving experience.
Right.
So for you to kind of put yourself above somebody else, just because you're able to just kind of tune in and see spirit, that it annoyed me. So I just never went back because I was like, we're not doing this. Like,
yeah,
you know, I didn't care for that aspect of it. So
I had a friend.
I just want to say that about it.
A friend of mine had a similar experience where she was she's very open, just like you. Like she's not a medium, but she can feel when someone's taking their energy. And I guess the guy was a medium. There's a wasp over here, but there's a guy that and he had it was like a like a conference or something, and he was taking people's energy like by channeling. Yeah,
was that in LA?
I'm not even sure. I have to ask my friend, but yeah, it was somewhere nearby in California.
I heard somebody mention something. I have friends who visited LA. I don't know where they were, but they went to a conference and the mom said she had that experience. So I just wonder if that is the same,
right?
Same situation, I wonder.
Yeah, and it's good to know, and I think this is something that it's not just about this podcast, but it's more about people being careful about who they trust into channeling for them. Because I've had people that, you know, even for Reiki, that have drained my energy just by doing Reiki on me.
Yeah,
there's so many different types of energy, connections to energy that people can use just to take your energy. And yeah, so you just have to be mindful of who you let read for you. If you feel from the get-go like, oh, my stomach doesn't feel right, you know, this person don't. I've had people read for me and it's just been, it was a bad experience. It was like I wasted like a lot of money in order just to get a reading from someone that made me feel doubtful about my own future, you know? So be mindful, definitely. Yeah. So the next question is about, how did you, like I'm doing off the top of my head of remembering the questions, but how did you know that you were a medium, like that you had the connection to mediumship?
It was gradual. So like I grew up around my mom. She was spiritual. Hey y'all. Hey Eric.
Hey everybody.
She was spiritual. My godmother is a medium and I spent a lot of time with her. And it was kind of unusual because I was in my early 20s. She had a prayer group at her house. Yeah. Friday nights at 7. Here I am, 20-something years old, should be at the club. I still went to the club.
Okay. Look,
but there was no keeping me from going to this group.
Right.
And so I went there, and I would sit, and I would see things. But I thought, so my godmother could verbalize it. I couldn't. I would just see it. And so in my mind, I really wasn't doing anything because she could hear, and all I could do was see stuff.
Right. Oh,
but
okay.
It would be moments where I would see something, and then in the moment that I see it, she would say it, and she could interpret what I saw.
Wow.
And we would be across the room from each other.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So that was my early 20s when I so went to that.
Full on early. Wow. Yeah. And I like, just like we said, that some people can, you know, hear things or someone can see things. Myself, I can just hear things. I can hear what someone says sometimes, or see sometimes, but yeah, very much like hear. So, I mean, I don't know. It's kind of scary to be able to see things at times. I think I know spirits told me, like, I have that gift. I just haven't connected with it because, I don't know, maybe something from my past life or whatever, but they told me just to wait on that.
You know what I learned, though, with my scene, it's all imagination, you know. Like, the way I see, it's not like, what I see with my eyes, my natural eyes, is light.
Okay.
All the time, yeah. I'll see sparks of light on the wall, just everywhere.
Yeah.
That's what I see with my physical eye. When it comes to spirit, embodiment, that's all in my mind.
Right.
I just have the feeling, and now I have the words to help me connect with that being a spirit.
Okay.
And it being a real spirit, you know, that is real, that I'm not just making it up. Yeah. So that helped. Cause you know, they already know, it's like, look now, I don't wanna see Jonathan right here, you know.
Right. Yeah.
And like when my father passed away, I felt him, he sat on my bed, and that was a very real impression down on my bed, and I said, look, I love you, but we're not doing this.
I said I'm in the house
by myself. We are not. I said, I love you, I appreciate you, but we will communicate differently.
Wow.
Because I don't need you sitting on my bed like this.
Yeah, I don't need this experience right now, and I'm still grieving. Look, it's too much for me right now, so. That's interesting.
I had to shift that.
You said
But I'll say, yeah, I was like, we're going to be clear on how we're going to communicate, which is something that's very important in this work. A lot of times people are afraid, but they don't understand that they have to set certain parameters for communication. And I always tell people, it's the same way. I know you had another question, but I'll just throw this in there because this is a part of me coming into my
flow with it. Yeah.
Me coming into this work, as a person, as Diana, the personality, I'm very good at setting parameters for people on how to engage with me.
Yeah.
I don't accept just anything, which is not always an easy thing to do.
Yeah.
But it helps me in my spiritual work, because when I say we're not sitting on my bed, I mean it, and spirit understands it, and they don't do that again.
And it's done. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Myself, so, I have a problem with. I'm still learning to set boundaries. So I kudos to you. I applaud you for that. It's not an easy thing.
It's not. And it's, you can be looked at a certain way. As a woman, you can be looked at as a total B word, you know. But it's essential. And it's the same with this type of work. So, and so I'll just fast forward really quick on me calling myself a medium when I kind of woke up to that.
Yeah.
Was in 2017. And I was lying down on the floor meditating. I've always been a meditator. Anyway, I was meditating and I felt this discomfort in my body.
Wow.
And somehow I knew it wasn't mine. And then I was like, this isn't mine. I was just feeling okay a second ago. And then I heard a friend of mine's name. I was like, oh, this is hers? And then all this information came through.
Yeah.
So I was like, girl, I called. I said, I just want to talk to you about something. If I sound crazy, it's all good.
Okay, let's just talk.
And I told her, and no matter how long I've known her, you know, people don't tell you everything.
Yeah, that's true.
And so I told her some things, and she cried. That was my first time hearing her cry.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, this is a thing. And so then I just started kind of experimenting on my ex-husband, getting information, my sister. And then there was a lady who I asked if I should do this work. I got a reading from her to see if I should do it. And she was like, yeah, but do a reading for me. And I was like,
you can't see me right now? Or am I?
Okay. All right, we're back.
Okay, cool.
Sorry. Yes, we're back. Sorry. But yeah, so this lady had me do a reading for her. I did the reading for her. And she was just like, get a business name and then like just do the work. And I was like,
Yeah.
That's kind of how it.
Yeah.
So 2017 is when I took it seriously.
Yeah. You know, because I saw you do, you posted like a live reading you had in the park on your page with a guy. And that's what turned me on to you. Like, I was like, I like how she reads. She doesn't just channel like what you need, like answers. You just didn't even ask the guy questions. You just gave him like messages, spirit guides, angels, all that. And I was like, I like this girl. I said, I like, she's real raw. She just, there's something about her. Cause that's how I read too. That's how I started reading at first, was like just channeling and giving people messages through my Reiki healing. And people were saying, cause I would see spirits. I would feel the presence and they're like, oh yeah, how do you know he's here? Da, da, da. And I was just like, I don't know. I just know. Like, and so, people would ask me for readings. Like, do you do tarot readings? Do you like psychic readings? So I was like, no, I'm too scared. Like, I don't know about that. And this was in 2018. And it was like not, it was really until recently, like September, when I moved to New York. I have a friend I was, visiting, and her husband's father had just passed away. And I felt a presence, a man's presence, that told me that he needs to get out of that room next door. And I was like, well, that's his office. And I was like, I know we're good friends, but I'm not going to just tell her like her husband needs to move out that room.
Yeah.
And her husband's not open to the spiritual side. But the man was very angry. And I just kept looking at her husband at the chair. I didn't even know that was her office next door. I just saw like a computer. I saw a chair. And I was like, well, this guy, because she's into energy healing too. And I said, well, this guy is showing me like, you know, your husband at this chair. And she said, oh, well, his dad just passed away in February, probably of COVID. And I was like, oh, okay. And turns out she just wants to make sure everything's good. So they got checked for mold. And turns out his office had like 10 times the maximum amount of mold that anyone should have in their house.
Oh, wow.
And luckily I gave her that message. But I gave it to her like a week or two after like staying there. So, yeah, usually I didn't set up the boundary for people to not come in, you know. Sometimes like... Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was another time where he came in and I was in the restroom and he was, I guess, trying to channel through me and I was coughing and I tasted tobacco. I was like, why do I feel like I'm have tobacco in the back of my throat? And I said, hey, was his father like a smoker or anything? And he said, yeah. Well, she said, yeah, he was. And I was like, oh, my God. I got to set boundaries because I'm about to fall out by the toilet. Like, so... Yeah, I'm still new to this, and that's why I wanted to talk to you, so I can get also more feel of this, too, as well. It's very interesting just to get the knowledge from someone that's more experienced and understanding. Because a lot of people don't understand, like, what it takes to channel or the boundaries that are needed to channel. So,
yeah. Like, in a situation like that, if you get uncomfortable, you can say... Once you acknowledge that it's someone else, then that should give you some type of relief. Like, okay, I know this is his, it's not mine. And you can tell them, like, back up some.
Right.
You know, like, I got it. All right. All right. I get it. You know?
Yeah.
And then you can, once you acknowledge it, then you release from it. Like, right before I got on here, I took a nap. And I hit the snooze button. As soon as I laid my head back down, my throat was like,
wow.
And I felt like tingling on my face. And I was like, all right, I'm gonna get up.
Uh-huh.
And as soon as I said it, then it went away. So that was, you know, it was like spirit saying, get your up.
Right.
And get it together. So it's like, once you acknowledge it, kind of see what it's about, and then you let it go, and then you get relief from that. And then also, if you're in the middle of doing a reading, I notice once you talk and you kind of feel into what that feeling is, when you get the right message comes out, then you'll feel it start to go away.
Okay.
And that's how you know you're getting the message through of what that's trying to teach you.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
I hope that made sense.
No, it does. It makes a lot of sense. Okay. Because I guess that's probably why I'm still learning with mediumship, because the message will still be there and I'll say something, But it feels like they're saying more to me, like, I want you to say this. And I'm like, I don't know what you're saying. So I'm just going to, you know, go with what I feel. But yeah, okay, that's confirmation is when it goes away. And how about the next question is, how can people connect more to their loved ones, you know, if they don't have this natural ability like us, you know, to...
The first thing is to acknowledge and accept that they are still around.
Yeah.
Don't question it, because our loved ones stay with us. And even if they're not, hounding us every second, the moment we call on them, they're right there.
Yeah.
So the first thing is acknowledging that they are around, and you can ask for specific signs. It could be dimes. For years, I still get dimes. I got a dime the other day.
Yeah. I did too.
You can ask for a coin.
Yeah.
That's a big one. Yeah. And you'll notice them in like places where you're like, why is there a dime here? Like,
right.
Where did this come from?
Okay. Yeah, mine was on the back porch, so I was cleaning up, you know, putting something away, and I was like, why is there a dime out of nowhere?
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
The first time I ever saw a dime, I opened a book and it felt. Look, and I said, what the hell is it? Why
right.
is there a dime in this book?
Right. Out of like a, well, yeah. not a penny, but I mean, either way, any type of money like that, like coins.
Yeah.
You don't find that in a book. And yeah. It's very rare. Yeah, very rare.
So that's one, you know, one way, you know, ask them specifically for something.
Okay.
And then if you hear just, it's like really kind of being not a hunt, like you don't want to be like crazy with it, but really be on the lookout for signs, and you'll get songs, you'll smell them. If they just come in your mind, if you're doing something that reminds you of them, that's their energy connecting with your energy in that moment. So you may say, maybe grilling or something, and like, oh my God, my uncle, you know, this makes me think my uncle, I miss him.
Yeah.
He's like right there with you in that moment.
Yeah, that's true.
So those are quote unquote non-scary ways of connecting with spirit.
Yeah. Or you might see a photo of someone. Like for myself, for actually the past 2 to 3 years, I see people, like my coworker, his daughter passed away when I was working there. And then a year after I left, I see her profile pop up on, you know, like as a suggestion on Facebook. Turns out me and my coworker were not friends on Facebook. We don't have any mutual friends. So I'm like, oh my God, how's her profile? Like first of all, she's from Kansas and I'm from California. And I was like, what is going on? And then it happens a lot. Where spirits will come through me through Facebook. It's very out the blue.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's another way I wanted to say it. Like today, like I thought I saw my uncle Eric that passed away a year ago. It was like a guy bald just like him, and I haven't seen him in like 6 years, and I was like, what the heck? Like, is that Eric right there? You know, just driving past, so...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's their. I feel like for me as a medium, I feel like that's them trying to communicate a message to someone else that is in the physical still.
Yeah.
But
absolutely.
Yeah, I just don't know how to relay the message, or if it's even my right, my duty to do it. You know.
Yeah.
Out of respect for that person. So yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's something that I tend to, it's very few people that I will get information for and actually say it to them without them asking me.
Yeah.
Because not everybody is ready or, you know, wants the information. So it's very, very few people that I will share with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think for me, it just starts out. Yeah. If it's someone like that's not like a stranger on the street, I can't do that. You know, that's just, it's just out of respect. Because I was like, if I'm that person and if someone tells me this And depending on the situation, you don't know if they might be angry or they might be like so emotional in public, you know.
Yeah.
I had a friend that we were at a antique shop, and she's a medium too, but she started reading for the manager, and I was like, "Oh, girl, no." I was like, "You just don't do." I'm like, first of all, he just started his business. He's trying to get customers in the door. The last thing we want is for him to cry or to look sad or about, you know, something that happened to his ex-husband or something like that. So I was like, you know, she asked me to read for him, and I was like, no, I'm good. I can't do that. But that was my experience with learning to that you can't just like pop up and just say things out the blue. So
And sometimes that just reminds me, I've done that, but I didn't know that's what I was doing back then. I didn't know that I was channeling. It was my old boss, and we were at Christmas dinner, all of us, and I just started talking to him, and I told him some things, and he looked at me and he was like, "Were you in my house last night?" And I was like, "Oh, we know I wasn't there." But it was like I said so much stuff, and then I just continued to eat. I had no clue whatsoever that I had just channeled, like none.
Wow.
I could feel it, and I had to say what I had to say.
Yeah.
But at that time, I had no idea what happened. But he was like dumbfounded. He treated me very well after that.
That's good. Because
he was an a-hole. And I think that kind of shocked him, like, let me be a little careful with this one.
Because she knows something.
But sometimes I would see things and I would think, well, it's obvious. Everybody knows XYZ. If you just look at this situation, this person, you just know it.
Yeah.
But then I had to learn, no. Not everybody does that.
Right. There's been instances too where I said, okay, like my friend, like she, an old friend of mine would say, "Oh, you know, your sacral chakra is too open. Like there's people that can read differently." And I was like, girl, I was like, what the hell does that mean? Some people won't get the message because, you know, they just can't understand that frequency or just like that understanding yet because they've never had that experience with some, with the paranormal or the spiritual side. So, yeah. But I feel like that's not a bad thing. I feel like maybe the ex-husband was helping you to, or the partner, whatever happened, I feel like they were helping you or helping them. I feel like it was just like a good balance. I don't feel like there was nothing bad about that.
Yeah. I mean, it was cool. And like I said, it worked in my favor because he treated me much better after that experience.
He was like, all right, I gotta be cool with this one.
Exactly. He was shocked, but like I said, I didn't know that I was reading him at the time. I would not use those words at all.
Well, that's good. That means that you're just really you just work with the energy, like it comes through you easily. It flows. Yeah. But the last question I was which I forgot.
I think it was like challenges.
Yeah, challenges. What challenges have you experienced as a medium when working with clients?
I would say, one, I had to learn how to just trust what came through and not be attached to if it was correct or not.
Yeah.
Just kind of allow whatever to come through. Mm-hmm. And also, clients who kind of, they have an idea of what they want to hear, and so they don't hear the message that's coming through.
Yeah.
So that's what it is. That's a big one. So I'm very, like right now on my site, I only allow 30-minute sessions.
Right. Myself included.
I'm intentional about that because I noticed that sometimes people who tend to book an hour session with me tend to have a lot of anxious energy.
Mm-hmm.
They just want to know so much and they just da 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 da. It's not very focused, and that's that I can get the message through, but then I feel way more tired after dealing with a really anxious energy.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're constantly looking for a certain answer. So no matter what I say, they're not being receptive.
Yeah.
And So it's just like, you know what, let's do 30 minutes. A lot of information comes through in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Let's do that, digest it, and then we can book another session.
Session, yeah, for a later day.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, it's so fun. I can relate to that too. I'm just realizing that, sorry, cut you off, but mm-hmm. I need to fix that too with my focus, because my readings are 30 minutes, but then I'll go into 45 minutes. Like the other day I went into 2 hours, and I was like, the more I got into it, the more that she didn't realize that it's not about that other person. It's more about her. And yep. I was like, she just wants to know she can still be with this dude. And I told her, you know, it's not that way. It's about the energy of the love that she wants. And
yeah.
So I truly agree.
I had someone similar. It was a guy that she wanted back.
Mm-hmm.
He had gotten with someone. They had a child, all of that. And she felt, you know, he did her wrong. And, you know, it was like, it was just all about him instead of her moving forward with her life.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, I met someone. I don't know what you would call them, a psychic, whatever you want to call this person. But someone said they would do some type of spiritual work on this guy, blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, well, I don't do that.
Right. I'm sorry.
Focus on you, better, you know, being well within yourself.
Yeah.
Moving forward.
First, yeah.
Yeah. So that definitely is. That's been my challenge. That has been a challenge, is working with clients who just want to hear what they want to hear.
Yeah.
You know, and like just having a regular conversation. Who, if you get out of the spiritual world, who wants to sit with someone who doesn't listen to anything?
Yeah.
they just want everything to be exactly the way they say in the moment.
Yeah.
That is exhausting life.
Yeah. And that's why I've cut friends off that way too. And I've done that to friends that are also healers and intuitives as well. And I was like, okay, let me give her this message. Let me give it in a way that I think she can receive it. And then they'll say, pretty much no. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, you know, it's just like, it's not getting through, and it's their healing path, and it's not for us to like figure out for ourselves. So I'm like, and that's why I've realized with clients too, and I've been told with my own, like, you know, coaches that I have for myself, they've told me that there's going to be times where you have to cut people off and tell them, say, I'm sorry, but you need to do the healing first, or to focus on the last reading. I cannot read for you at this time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's about boundaries. Working in this type of business field, life coaching as a therapist, counselor, whatever, you have to understand, you have to make boundaries. You have to say no means no, you know?
Yeah.
So,
absolutely.
Yeah. For myself, challenges, like I already talked about it, like choking and the spirit, like taking over, I think is the biggest thing. You know, and I've noticed like other friends like yourself, they've told me that they can control, you know, from someone taking over. And I've learned to say no when someone wants to take full control and, you know, really channel. I think it's an amazing thing to do. Like the Long Island medium, she does that, right? She feels things. She says it feels like mm-hmm. his heart, you know, he had a heart attack, whoop-de-whoop. But she controls it. I don't know how, but she makes it. She doesn't look like she's like out. Like she can't handle like 5 or 10 readings in like 30 minutes. But that she's a special breed, I'll say.
You know what? The way you, because I get the same thing. I'll get back pain, headache, throat choked up.
Yeah.
You know, I've had it I had a client recently, out of nowhere, I felt like I had a cold.
Wow.
Throat itchy, all of that. And I said to her before I got on, I said, I just want to tell you before we start, I may be coughing a little bit because out of nowhere I have this cough. She's like, oh, I have a sinus infection, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Once she said that, then I was able to release it.
Okay.
And so those feelings went away. So the biggest thing is acknowledging that it's not yours. And you can specifically say, is this mine? Right. And usually if it happens all of a sudden, you know that it's not yours.
Right.
So that's the biggest indicator, is like, okay, this happened really fast. This is not mine. So you acknowledge that it's not yours.
Yeah.
You see what message wants to come from it. And the other thing with parameters, you have your own spirit team that works with you, your main group that works with you.
Right.
So you can say to them, hey, whenever y'all want to talk to me, I'm available.
Yeah.
But when it's for a client, when I go, when I sit down before I do readings, before I get on here, if I'm doing readings or one-on-one,
yeah,
I say to my spirit team, hey, hey, y'all, come on in the room. Welcome.
Yeah. Take
care. Hey, yeah. Y'all know my energy. Y'all work with me very well.
Right.
Whoever wants to come in, like if I'm channeling for you or something,
yeah,
then I'll say, okay, before we get on, Elijah, spirit team, you are welcome to come in,
yeah,
during this session.
That's how I start my
You are welcome
too.
To use all of my senses to get the information through. And then once the session is over, now you go back to Elijah, my team. Hey, y'all with me anyway.
Right.
Hey, you know, thanks for working with me. So you can, for other people, you give a certain time frame. If I'm not doing this work, then I'm not allowing anything extra to come in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's important. But you just, once you know it's not yours, and you can tell your team, if it's too intense, you can say, hey, take this. I'm not trying to feel choked up or this or that. And usually, like, if it's a heart attack, because I felt somebody who had lung cancer.
Yeah.
I could smell the smoke. I could feel my throat getting tight, all of that. It's intense, but it's not at a level that it would be if I was actually going through that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
You wouldn't be able to do the work at all.
Yeah, it'd be like falling out if I was really feeling like I was having a heart attack, but it may be a mild chest pain.
Exactly.
So they usually give it to you that way, you know. So it's just all about working with your team and setting your parameters.
Yeah, I truly agree. That's how we were taught with Reiki, is to call in your spirit guides, ascended masters, ancestors, and then call in that person's spirit guides, you know, of the highest good, for the highest good. That's amazing. Well said. So let's get to the questions. Let's see. One question.
I haven't said. Okay.
Can you see that question now?
Yes, I can actually see it.
Okay.
Last time it did not work.
I was like, I felt bad about that.
It was okay. It still worked out.
Okay. So were you afraid when you realized your abilities? That's a good question. From Conserve Rebel.
I became unafraid when I discovered them.
Really?
I was afraid before. I was like, I didn't like closets, did not care for the dark. especially closets. It was like, I always felt like somebody watching me under the bed, terrified.
Yeah.
So that was before I really stepped into it. But now, stepping into it, now I'm not afraid because I understand the nature of spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So that took away the fear actually coming into it, you know what I mean, and accepting it.
You saw so much that you were able to connect. You were like, there's nothing to be afraid of. That's good. I'm like, you feel like it made you feel comfortable in your own home. That's what it seems
like.
Myself included. For myself, when I first had these abilities, I was afraid, I'm gonna be honest. I would see things in, like, the bathtub. As I'm taking a shower, I'll see a shadow. Or, like, myself, I would feel people, like, touching my feet, you know? I would feel people touching me or, like, a big weight on my chest at times before sleep. Mm. So there was just an adjustment. But then recently when I experienced that in my friend's house, and there was also another spirit there, too, I believe. She said that it was just a piping. But I mean the plumbing, you know, but I felt like I was singing like a gospel song. And then right above me, something said, "Doo," like it was like the upstairs, someone stomped. And I was like, okay, that's some weird stuff, you know, like,
yeah.
So I went upstairs to check it out and I just like rebuked the energy, whatever it was. I said, go back to where you came from. That's where I got more confidence, is with like actually feeling more of the presence of the energy. And, but I've noticed too, like you said, with readings, cause I did a reading for my friend's husband's, sister, and she's a full on medium, but she doesn't do it like a profession. And she had all these energy attachments to her. And I felt it in my body after, doing just an intuitive reading for her for like 2 hours. And I said, okay, I need to not do readings for people longer than maybe 30 minutes or an hour, because I tend to attach to that energy after a long time. I was actually dizzy after the session. So yeah, all about setting boundaries, y'all, and just keeping to yourself in your own vibe, being a vessel and not getting filled by what comes through, like, after the session.
And I just want to say, you know, I'm pretty good at setting up my boundaries, parameters, but I will say it is a daily practice. And sometimes it could be in an innocent way where we're picking up on things, you know, and we don't know it. Like, I'll just say really quick, the other day I was in Burger King.
Yeah, I was about to ask that before we got on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm hungry.
So I was in Burger King. All I had on my mind was Impossible Whopper. That was it. That's all I wanted.
Right.
That was what I was getting. And I get there, and there's a lady. She had already paid for her things, and she's just standing at the counter. And in my mind, I'm like, why is she just standing here? Move to the side.
Right.
So as she's standing there, I'm looking at these Hershey pies. I had no desire for one. But it was just like Hershey pie, Hershey pie, Hershey pie.
Yeah.
So I step up, and I was like, okay, can I have a number, whatever it was? Yeah. And I was, whatever it was. Yeah. And I was like, and I paused, and I said, and can I have a Hershey pie? She's like, oh, my God. I was just standing there for the longest debating if I wanted a Hershey pie. And when I was looking at the Hershey pie, and she had a chocolate shake on the counter.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at the shake, and I'm looking at the Hershey pie, but I knew I didn't want a shake.
Yeah.
And she was like, that's why I was just standing there, like, I couldn't decide, but I had to shake here, so I was like, I'm not going to get it, but I just, that's what she was doing, standing there, contemplating a dang-on Hershey pie. And so, I was like, damn, and I already ordered this pie.
She was like, so, take the pie.
Yeah, so it's still a process of being able to kind of differentiate when we are picking up on something of somebody else, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So I know this was about fear, but I just wanted to throw that in there. Like,
it's
a daily practice of being able to feel our own energy versus someone else. And I should have just not got the pie. I knew I wasn't feeling it, you know, but it was just on me. But it was because I was looking at her like, girl, why are you standing here?
Right.
She was contemplating the pie and looking at her.
You should have been like, you should have been like, hey, can you give me the $3 for that pie? You just take it.
Right? You made me buy this.
That is funny. Oh, my God. I've never had that experience. Well, I've had it, but not that way. That is interesting. It just took over you. You was like, because you were focused on why she was still there. That's why I feel. She said, was a pie good?
You know what it wasn't? It was like melted some. It was just like, what? I knew I didn't want this crap. I knew I didn't want it. Years ago, I used to get them all the time, but now.
Yeah, it's probably not the same. Or yeah, it's probably just not your thing either. Yeah. So the next question we have. Okay. So Rocky says, how do you control if you're afraid? Message people kind or slash people kind of go away when I'm scared.
Control.
Afraid. Yeah.
Oh, I tell if I feel afraid, I just straight up talk to my spirit team and I'll be like, can y'all take this?
Yeah.
You know, I will literally, in my mind, I will imagine them holding it. I'll put it in their hands and they take it off into La La Land.
That's beautiful.
And if I feel like it's too much for me to handle, if I'm emotionally just not feeling strong.
Not ready yet.
I'll tell my team, like, hey, whoever's good at this, could you take this away and send it off somewhere?
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's different. You can, if you want to light a candle.
Yeah.
To clear the space, you can do that. If you want to sage a space, you are welcome to do that. That is very powerful.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
What I do, I just visualize like my, there's an ancestor I keep with me or something where I just like this yellow light that's like keeps me risen up to this vibration. Mm-hmm. And I say, no, like we're going to handle this stuff right now. If I feel like I'm being, like, it's overwhelmed, like, I just say, stand in my power. It's like a lion or something. It's, yeah, it's something within me just takes over and just rise, like, roaring like Lion King. Yeah. Stand in your power. Yeah. Sorry, I cut
just
you.
Just be confident. No. We're both here to answer questions. But yeah, it's like the biggest thing is being confident and knowing that you are protected.
Yeah.
Just you have to stand on that and believe them with that as much as you believe in your breath that you take in.
That
you are protected.
Mm-hmm.
God, whoever you want to call it, would not allow anything to come in and just, take you out, especially in spirit. I have more concern about the people walking around out here.
That's true. Someone else said, so we're going to answer just one more question. So let me see. Intellect, Intuition 13 said, how do you know if it's a negative presence rather than a spirit just wanting to communicate? Negative presence.
I'll be honest, I don't get
you're so welcome. Yeah, Rocky.
I don't connect with quote unquote negative spirits. It could just be my makeup. Let me say this. I'll say my ex-husband, God bless him. There was a lot of heavy energy around him. Say that was the most heavy energy I've had to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was in my personal life. And that was very, has been a challenge for almost, well, we separated in November of 2019.
Okay, so this is recent. Yeah.
Yeah, so I feel way more, like I could see in my dreams. My dreams tell me kind of how energy is moving around me.
Yeah.
So like I had a recent dream of him and he was like in the distance somewhere and I was not affected by him at all. And it was like amazing.
Wow.
But that required me to do a lot of, every day I do energy clearing.
Mm-hmm.
It's multiple ways to do it, but I'll just see like light kind of coming from above and shifting through my energy all the way down.
Yeah. I did the same. I did the same too.
So I'll do energy clearing every day and I talk to my spirit team and ask them to help release it.
Yeah.
So I could say any negative energy I've dealt with, it has been in my personal life, overcoming things like with my ex, family stuff that I've had to release, challenges like that.
Yeah.
When it comes to like just out in these streets in this world, just for clients and stuff, no, I don't. I've encountered anxious energy,
mm-hmm.
but I haven't encountered like scary.
Right.
I've encountered people who were negative in this life.
Yeah.
When they were in the body, they did negative, mean stuff.
Yeah.
I've encountered that, but the way it comes through to me, I don't feel fearful. It's just me observing stuff that they did when they were in the body, you know?
And that's good. It's just to observe and not to get caught up, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because once they give me all the crap that they did, they tell me about it, then they give me another perspective on it.
Right.
And so I don't feel heavy or weighted down by it. But if you feel like it's something around you, you clear your energy, you acknowledge the light being greater.
Yeah.
And, move forward in that way.
I've learned it's just to connect with that person's higher self, if you can. If you want to look at it from that perspective. Because I feel like once they pass on that, I look at it as if, okay, they did wrong on this earth. Maybe we've good and bad, whatever. But then there's also still the God within that we can still speak to, that we can still get information from. So I look at it from that perspective because I've had readings where there's been, murder, death or just something where, it just seems like that person was a bad person, you would think, in this lifetime. But I didn't get caught up in it. And I've learned to just understand we're all God. We're all on this earth. We've all, you know, done good and bad, but look at the God in the situation.
Yeah. I just want to say really quick, because when somebody looks at this on a replay or whatever,
okay.
When you said that about somebody like murdering somebody in his life, I laughed, but it wasn't at what you said. I was reading a comment from Rocky, yeah. So I don't want people to think that you said that I was like, oh, ha ha ha.
Right, right.
I was reading the comment. Yeah, you were looking away, and I was like, somebody's gonna think this girl is crazy for laughing when he said that.
I mean, I know your intentions, but yeah, I do appreciate you clarifying that. But yeah, I think this was a great podcast. I do appreciate you coming on. I gained a lot of information too. I hope you did too for in some type of way. But yeah, if you guys would like a reading with Diana, she's available, right? Scheduled on her link in her bio of her page.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And as well, yeah, she's a great medium, y'all. She channels. She can tell if it's hot or cold where you at. when I was in New York, I had the heater by my feet, and you were reading for free, and you read me. You said, it's hot where you at. I said, I got this heater on blast over here. So, amazing.
Yeah. There are no parameters, you know, when it comes to spirit. They tell all everything. Right. Well, I will say they do respect a little bit. They respect some privacy.
Right. A little bit. But thank you guys for joining us. And also, if you would like a reading from me, myself, click the link in the bio or just DM me as well. Thank you guys and have a good Tuesday. No, it's Wednesday, huh?
Yeah, Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day. We've made it.
Thank you. So thank you for inviting me. This was wonderful. And I cannot say enough how much I appreciate you valuing what I have to offer enough to invite me to be here. So it really means a lot.
Yes. Thank you for your light. Thank you so much for all you do for all of us, for the collective too. So yeah, we're getting more soul family out there to connect with the healing aspect of ourselves. So if you would also like a Reiki attunement as well, I will start working on that too, because I feel like a lot of people are telling me Reiki attunement. So yeah, contact me through DM if you would like a Reiki attunement, and I will get started on creating a program for yourself. So thank you guys and have a good day.
Love you all.
Bye.